This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Countries all over the world have locked down cities, regions, and even entire nations to fight and stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wednesday, France reported its highest daily number of deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. 500 more people have died while in the hospital, bringing the total number of deaths to just over 4,000. More than 24,000 people are hospitalized with the virus, and just over 6,000 of them are in intensive care. Those at home and in elder care facilities are not counted in these totals. Meanwhile, a senior Saudi official urged people planning to make a Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina to hold off on deciding for now. Muslim pilgrims are due to descend on Saudi Arabia from all over the world in late July to perform the once-in-a-lifetime religious duty. But with the rapid global spread of the coronavirus, Saudi Hajj and the Umrah minister told state television people should wait for more clarity on the situation. Leading United States health officials are preparing Americans for the worst. They say 100,000 to 240,000 could die as a result of the novel coronavirus outbreak. Despite the grim predictions, President Donald Trump is still resisting issuing a national shutdown. U.S. officials stressing the death toll could be less if mitigation continues and people everywhere keep their distance. The director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday at the daily White House briefing, U.S. residents must be ready. He said, quote, let's all pull together and make sure as we look forward to the next 30 days, we do it with all the intensity and force that we can, end quote. Today, another U.S. state, Florida, has issued a stay-at-home order. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey's health minister said Wednesday a Turkish doctor has died and more than 600 healthcare workers have been infected with the new coronavirus. His grief over the situation was visible and his voice was on the verge of crying. He added more than half of Turkey's more than 15,000 cases are in the capital of Istanbul. Vietnam is one of the latest to put in place a two-week ban on all but essential activities. The 15-day period began Wednesday with officials telling people to avoid gathering in groups of three or more. In South Korea, where mass testing has helped level off local transmission rates, officials reported 101 new cases Wednesday. The country also started enforcing new 14-day quarantines for anyone entering the country. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Wednesday the government will expand a ban on non-Japanese entering the country to cover 73 other nations as policymakers try to contain the coronavirus outbreak. The number of countries was increased by 49, including the United States, China, and South Korea. Iran, another country hit hard by the new coronavirus. A health ministry spokesman said Wednesday the death toll has reached 3,036, with 138 deaths in the past 24 hours. There are more than 47,500 cases countrywide. Member states of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development have agreed to forge a joint approach to fight the coronavirus. Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Djibouti, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan's heads of state held a teleconference Wednesday where they discussed the challenges the region is facing in managing the global pandemic. They asked the IGAD Secretariat to urgently form a regional response to COVID-19 that adopts a whole-of-government approach. The leaders also agreed to intensify information sharing, including tracking of infected persons. The Italian city of Bergamo was hard hit by coronavirus and became the country's center for the disease. Now that there are signs infections are slowing there, observers are realizing what went wrong. The head of the city of Bergamo's Doctors Association says back in January, pneumonia cases were not recognized as the novel coronavirus. A doctor says in northern Italy, the city did not have adequate protective gear and were not being tested despite showing light symptoms. More than 12,000 people have died in the virus outbreak in Italy. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app via remote. Diane Roberts.